Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, in that shit right now. Check game. I know I always say this. But I'm telling you, I got hella shit to talk about today. And you got to forgive my scruffy appearance. Matter of fact, you ain't got to forgive it if you don't want to. And you know what? I ain't getting the fuck. But, you know, Sidewalk University really concentrates on conversation. The whole atmosphere, as far as the curriculum, is really about why the fuck your doggone conversation don't represent you. Use passcode, motherfucker. The fuck? Okay. Excuse me, fellas. But any motherfucking way, what I'm saying is Sidewalk University, I make you either believe in you, yourself, or not. I mean, I don't really care if you don't believe in yourself. I mean, it ain't my fault. And, you know, I am going to kick it with you about how to see the value in yourself. But at Sidewalk University, we really emphasize the only way that can be relayed to people is through your conversation, through the things that come out your goddamn mouth. So I'm going to explain what I mean when I say conversation is either a tool or a weapon. And you have to understand, who gives a fuck if you believe me or not? Because best believe when I explain this, you'll see I use my conversation that way. First of all, you have to accept what you say represents you, don't it? Or do you just be saying shit? See, what I'm saying is I ain't your average motherfucker on the goddamn video trying to tell you this, that, and the other to get your goddamn money. Of course I want you to come to Sidewalk University, but I could give a fuck. I got game, and I use it every day. So what I'm saying is just the fact that what you say represents you, that alone should be important enough for you to realize what I'm saying is true, or what I'm about to say is true. But I do see shit needs explaining. So, I'm going to explain it as a tool. And afterwards, I'll explain it as a weapon. I'm going to break it down line by line so you can realize, not really realize, but get a glimpse at how I think. Now, what really is a turn on for me is to be out, not looking for shit, and some motherfucking broad recognizes the caliber of the motherfucker I am. Now, check this out. This frog slid up under me last night and offered to buy me a drink. And of course I accepted. But I'm sly. So since it's a tool, what I say is gonna open this bitch up to me. I'm using my conversation this way. So I told her, sure, you know, you can, yeah, I'll take a drink from you as long as there's no strings attached. And I said that to her, and she smiled. I could tell from across the bar when I noticed you sit down that you weren't like the regular dudes that come in here. Now, I don't really know what she meant when she said that, but I see she was just going along with me saying that, you know, as long as no strings attached. Otherwise, she was saying that strings usually are attached. But now they're not. Now I can see this bitch was on the prowl, and she must have picked me. And if I wanted, I could have told her right then that let's get out of here then. But I didn't. Now I want to show you. I want to show you how conversation is used as a tool. So I decided to let her bake in the oven that she willingly entered. Now when the drinks came, she said, here's to the unknowing and whatever. Now when she said whatever, she raised her eyebrow a little bit. Now fellas, you gotta understand, if you ain't paying attention to the bitch, you ain't gonna see this shit I'm talking about. Man, I pay attention and I definitely speak to what the bitch is saying, but only I already know what I want to say. So what I'm saying is the bitch got ready to toast, but I moved my glass and said, I can't drink to that. Now remember, she said, this is, what'd she say? Here's to the unknowing and whatever. So I said, I can't drink to that. That type of toast is from a motherfucker who is wishing she could have what it looks like she's seeing. I'd much rather toast to, here's to being able to recognize shit from sugar and at the same time being a magnet for the recognized sugar. Now, this bitch understood by me saying this that I busted her. I seen she was salivating, thinking of what she was about to get into. I busted her. I'm slick like that. But, I mean, I didn't bust her. Hey, you busted. No, it's the kind where she gonna check herself mentally. So what I'm saying is, she raised her glass up and she said, here, here. You're married, aren't you? I smiled at her and realized she saw she wasn't going to get to go on with me. And I said, why, of course. I've been married to the way I think for the past 69 years. Now, this is taking 5 minutes. What I'm saying, what fucking woman is there that can speak with me for 5 motherfucking minutes and not want to motherfucking take my black ass home? She gonna want to marry me. So what I'm saying is, I said that to the bitch. I say, why, of course, what woman would want to speak with me for 3, 4, 5 minutes as you have and not want to marry me? And all she could do was smile. And she said, that's fucked up. Now, it just got conversation broke down. It's not the words. It has nothing to do with the words. It has to do with you knowing what the fuck you're doing, which is what I teach at Sidewalk University. You know what the fuck you doing. And as long as you doing that, baby gonna like you. I know this. You can take for granted that I'm lying, or you can accept the fact that you know I'm Rosebud. Now, why did I get that name? How did I get that name? Traveling across the country, city to city, ain't never been there catching bitches. Period. How many of you could say you didn't have 3,000, 4,000 bitches? How many of you could say you've been quick that many times? Me? Come on. I'm just saying, baby, you know, don't really have what she thinks she got me. Because what she got, everybody got. I got something that very few niggas got. You ain't going to run into another motherfucker. that got it, man, and if you don't know that goddamn shit about yourself, then your motherfucking ass gonna be searching for conversation, trying to impress this bitch. Shit. What really I'm telling you is a turn on. That's on me not to be looking for some shit. Now, seeing me and recognizing me, this should be understood, but if it isn't, it simply means I like to be seen for who the fuck I think I am. Period. That's all it means. But I'm saying, motherfucking bitch slide up and leave with her bullshit. Well, it's not necessarily bullshit. Because what I'm saying, I'm going to tell you this, and you understand. I already broke the conversation down, but I'm going to break it down a little further for you slow motherfuckers. Now, check this out. I already told you what turned me on. I just like to be recognized. And that statement, recognize, I like to be recognized, that means that I like to be seen for who the fuck I think I am. A motherfucker. Period. Whatever you think that means. And when I told you about the shit, I'm telling you, the bitch slid up under me last night, fucking with me, asking me about a drink. Now, if you slow, you're going to wonder what she up to, asking to buy you a drink. But if you meet, you already know she seen you come in and she wants you. You already know that. Why? Because I done knocked off so many goddamn bitches in my life. I know what bitches do. So, of course, like I said, I'm going to accept and add my little line, as, you know, as long as there are no strings attached right here when I say that. I'm letting her know I ain't no motherfucking sucker, and buy me a drink at your own motherfucking risk, bitch. And if she does buy me one, I know she mine. I already know it. Okay. She said, I could tell from across the bar when I noticed you sit down that you weren't like the regular dudes who come in here. Now, right here, she's confirming everything I already am suspecting. And you got to understand, when this shit goes on, it's a charge. It thrills you. It just makes you, if you're being cool like I was in this particular instance, it just makes you be cooler. Because you see your work working. You see it. You don't know exactly what this bitch gonna say, but you know. She gonna say something like what she said. So, it all shows me that she liked me and I could catch this motherfucker. Now, I could see, you know, this bitch was on the prowl. And if I wanted her, I could have took a right then. And all I would have to say was, well, shit, let's get out of here. But I didn't. See, what you have to understand is when she started talking to me, she turned on the oven. And as I spoke to her, the oven is warming up. And when I seen that I can catch that bitch, the oven was on 350. And I was ready to bake that bitch. And what I'm trying to get you to say, hell, you ain't got to think like me. You ain't got to see shit the way I see it. But you damn sure better learn what I know. Because what I'm saying, at this point, you know, I see what time it is. And I'm going to reverse it on her fucking ass. And I'm going to do that by letting her stew in that oven that she didn't turn it on. And I didn't turn it up to 350. Because the bitch had no business fucking with me. thinking about me like she think about the regular suckers that she be fucking with. So she kind of pissed me off for making me talk to her, because I thought the bitch could recognize shit from sugar. Bitch can't recognize shit from sugar. She's just like a motherfucking dog. Dog sees some goddamn sugar. Dog sees some goddamn shit. He gonna go up to that sugar, sniff it real quick. Then he gonna go to that shit, and he gonna sniff that shit. Then he gonna sniff around that shit. Because the shit got an odor, you know, and it's attractive. So, you got to understand, I'm thinking all this shit as I talk to the bitch. I'm thinking all this shit as I talk to the motherfucking bitch. Oh, goddamn, I forgot. Long talk. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you guys. 919, what's up?
What's going on, no? Just chiming in, man. This is hey, man, everything going my way. Hey, man, you know, it's crazy. Like, me, it would be like I'd be around you and, like, being talking to you my whole life, because everything you say is, like, the shit I be doing. And I just started listening to your videos. I've been a fan since I'm American Pimp. I tell, every time I tell somebody about you, I said they didn't have them on the intro of American Pimp for nothing. Like, I promise you. But it's like when I talk to people and, like, when I deal with females, in my mind, I got to say what I know nobody else is. I got to do what I know all these other niggas ain't doing. And, like, that be my claim to fame. Like, I can walk into a store and a motherfucker say, how you doing?
Hold up. What I'm saying is this. Fine and dandy. But unless you have a language that has not been created except for by you, ain't no way in the fuck you going to say something ain't no other motherfucker said.
Right.
There's no way.
But, you know, I put my twist on it. I put my twist on it.
You do? Well, of course you're going to put your twist on it, and you're still going to say it the same way some other motherfucker said it. You know what, man? All you guys better understand this. Catching a bitch ain't got shit to do with the words you use. It has everything to do with how you talk, what the fuck you say. If it's melodic, if you spitting at the bitch and you ain't talking about no none of that bullshit, it's gonna be like a serenade to that bitch once she starts liking you. And you gonna be like Romeo spitting poetry to the goddamn bitch, and the bitch ain't gonna be, she's just gonna be listening to you. Man, you guys don't know how to catch no bitch. That's why you don't know shit about what the fuck a conversation is. I'm telling you how it's a tool. You telling me all this bullshit, but you ain't telling me shit about what the fuck you say.
I'm about to get it there, huh? I'm about to get it
there. Hey, listen. What I'm saying is, when you come off with that shit that you come off with, and you heard me on here telling you how I'm finna use my shit as a tool, line by line, nigga, don't come up here with no vague bullshit.
Oh, no.
What the fuck you be saying? What the fuck you be saying that's so different? You made the claim.
Oh, no, I'm talking about just my general.
Bro.
My general law.
Bro.
Like when somebody, when I walk in,
can you not be a punk and explain a whole bunch of bullshit? I asked you a question.
What
the
fuck do you say? When I come up and I talk to somebody and ask me how I'm doing, I say everything going my way. That's the first thing I always say whenever I meet anybody. And, you know, just off that, people like, damn, I ain't never heard nobody say nothing like that. That's a good way to get
like.
Come on,
man. Wait. Who do you be talking to if they ain't never heard a motherfucker say everything going my way? Now,
I say in the country,
can I say it?
Where I'm at,
can I
it's
say it?
Where I'm at.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to block you off if you ain't going to let me talk. What I'm saying is they could say, wow, I don't hear that very often. I'll go for that. But what I'm saying, bro, Somebody might tell you they ain't never heard that because they really might not have never heard it. But I'm saying you ain't going to see shit a motherfucker don't say. You got to be sharper than a motherfucker when they say that. You got to know what the fuck you mean, where you trying to get that bitch head at when you say that. And this tool ain't just for bitches. You could be bidding on a project, and you got to be reading this person you talking to the exact same way, using the exact methods that I'm talking about. Come on, man. Sidewalk University get these motherfuckers so much sharper than you motherfuckers because you guys are vague. All you do is say shit that sounds cool. You can't stand up to the test, which you don't motherfucking know I'm setting up or set up because I broke it down so I can show you why I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I knew I'm going to get a bunch of motherfuckers calling in talking shit. Hold on, 919-716, what's up?
What's up with you, bro? Hey, check
Paul,
this out.
What's
I was
up?
Talking to this. Man, I was kicking it with this chick, right? And we've been kicking it about 2 days, and I said something that prompted her to say, wow, you have a lot of confidence. That's a beautiful thing. So my question to you is, what do you think that women like so much about confidence, and at what point do they feel like, you know, damn, you're feeling yourself
Wait,
too much.
Stop.
Or you...
That question is very important, and listen, because I got the answer. Bitches don't necessarily like or attract themselves to confidence. If they did, they would think you was a conceited bastard and they wouldn't really like you. What confidence does to a woman is relax her. She recognized the confidence. So instead of her worrying about where you coming from, she can relax and be a bitch. And you supposed to see that. And that's why you showing this confidence. And pretty soon the bitch going to be yours. 5 minutes, 8 minutes. She going to be yours because of what you show her. It ain't got shit to do with what you said. That's why you don't never catch a bitch because you're saying what some other motherfucker said. You're saying it another way with your own twist on it, but you still ain't saying shit because the bitch ain't listening
right.
to what she ain't really looking for what you saying. She looking for what she get from what you saying. And that's
right.
what we learned at Sidewalk University. That's why the bitch say, you know, goddamn, it's so attractive. Yo, and you should have told her, you know, baby, thank Professor Dixon. Hey, Bob, you can't never be a real nigga and take the compliment for that. You got to always give it to me, and then, I mean, yeah, get that compliment to me and hand that bitch my phone number, Paul. Hey, man. It's beautiful, though, to see that shit working, ain't it?
Man, that's how I do. And what I said, it wasn't even about nothing, even though I could back it up. It wasn't, you know, it was just something to say. Shit.
Hey, Paul. I already told you. And I done said 300-400 times on this show. It ain't about what the fuck you say. It's about what they get from what you said, and she got that you was real. She got that you wasn't even bragging. She got that, you know, that's just something you would say. Other motherfuckers be making a bitch, are you going to accept that I'm about this? And she be like, oh, nigga, please. You know, you ain't got to do none of that bullshit, man. That man, and the cold part about it, Paul, is the last thing you said. Is what SW is about. You said, damn, I was just saying something. that's how powerful what the fuck you say is. So don't overlook none of it.
You know what? What's so real about SWU and Male Confidence Course? I love the way you taught us because without your guidance, that course would have just been the course. It wouldn't have been, maybe after a while it would have been us, but we wouldn't have grasped it that quick, man. I've been going out more often, and, you know, I said, this one girl I was talking to, I ain't even used no arsenal. And that let me know more that, you know.
Paul, wait. Yeah. Anything you say now is an arsenal. You
gotcha.
Know how to utilize it. I mean, you probably, if you really think about it, haven't used an arsenal, especially one that you said to me, in a long time. You
yeah.
just know how to construct your conversation. So you do
yeah.
it naturally. And anything you say out your mouth, or if it's not naturally, it's becoming more and more natural the more you just relax and trust what the fuck you finna say.
But I'm saying to you right now, I'm talking to the girl. She like, do you know me? How do you, like, you know, we knew each other. I'm in the subway ordering the sub. The lady in front of me turn around. She say, not to be creepy, but your voice is just so relaxing. I'm like, damn, I'm going the right way. So, man, y'all got to get on it.
Hey,
y'all got to get it to SWU,
huh?
Yeah.
Did we take time to learn about our voice and how it sounds and what it does to a woman listening to it?
We did all of that. We did all of that.
I'm just saying, you guys, you listen to this shit. You know, you motherfuckers are crazy to me, man. And yes, I paid this motherfucker $600 to say this shit. He's an advertiser. He's an advertiser, and he's doing his job. And if he would have called in right now and set me up to ask him what I asked him, I would have been mad. But I'm happy, Paul. You well worth your money, man.
Hey, y'all be misinformed if y'all thought this man paid me. He ain't paid me a dime to say this.
Hey, I know it and they know it, man. But some motherfuckers out there just can't believe it's real. Hey, 919, you got something else to add, man? You've been in on this.
Hey, man, I just be in here taking in the game, you know. I'm out here in the country in Snow Hill, North Carolina. It's like a small-ass town. But in my mind, it's like a big city. So I'm kind of like the only person out here with the...
Check this out, bro. If you want to keep on sounding like you from a motherfucking town that got two horses and a motherfucking cow, fine. But if not, get your ass somewhere where you can grow. Or else you ain't going to do shit. You're just going to be talking shit. Let's say you do some of the shit you talking about doing. So what? You in wherever you at? And what you gonna do? Buy another horse?
Man, look,
bro,
we making moves out here. We making moves. You know what I'm saying? I'm busy.
Hey, don't say we making moves. Just say, hey, we did this, and point it, and say something you did. You big talking motherfucker. What move you make?
You know, everything you can't say on the social. Maybe we face
to
face.
All I'm saying, fellas, listen. All I'm saying is this. I'm 70 years old, sharp as a fucking tack. I will tear your ass up if you say some bullshit.
Man, you know
hear bullshit in this motherfucker's conversation. And every time I check him, all he do is show you how he bullshit. Oh, I can't say it on social media. Look, man, you know, whoever you talking about, just bought a three houses on the same block. We gonna buy up this community. You ain't telling us shit, but you sure telling us more than the bullshit you talking, bro.
It's all love.
You don't know
like
who
I
you talking to
it
ever
been. I'm here for the
what?
I know I can't shine on you, Womp. I ain't trying to shine on you. I'm here to learn and listen.
No, I'm not saying you trying to do anything. I'll get that from you. You ain't trying to do shit, man. I ain't saying that. What I'm saying is as you speak, a motherfucker is going to hear you, and you're no more than what the fuck come out your mouth. You nothing more than what come out your mouth. So if you can't stand up and represent what come out your mouth, you obviously need to be hearing this show, because this show is about why what you say is important. Period.
I'm with it. That's why I call
you. Don't be saying vague shit, bro. You can't be vague. You can't allow me to hear you talk and walk away guessing what the fuck you was talking about.
I can respect it.
That's right. I got to walk away agreeing or disagreeing, because I know what the fuck you was talking about, because what you said was clearly stated, and you wasn't scared to say it. Get some game. Quit playing. Get some motherfucking game. Hey, all you motherfuckers, if you want some game, get some. Quit playing. I ain't taking no motherfucking prisoners. I don't care. I don't give a fuck if you like me, if you listen to me, support me, or not. I care that I'm bringing the straight-laced, unadulterated truth to all you motherfuckers that's listening. And if you want to take it, fine. If you don't, so be it. Because this shit is what? Free.
Right.
I ain't charging you to listen to me. I ain't charging nothing. Hey, I ain't even talking to you, man. Quit taking it personal.
Wait up.
Hey, man, you guys, let me mute you motherfuckers, man. I don't want to be interrupted. I can't stand that, to be interrupted. Well, I'm breaking some shit down. Motherfucker want to say some shit. It's nonsense. This motherfucker's the one that said the shit. I didn't say none of the shit. All that bullshit nigga talking. Man, if you want me to go with your conversation, you better be thorough and at least sharp enough to make me not have to guess what the fuck you talking about. Now, goddammit, that bitch, matter of fact, when the bitch said whatever, and she raised the eyebrow, see, you guys got to read that. Do you know what that means? Man, raising her eyebrow was to let me know she was a freak. That's all it was for. And she was ready for whatever. 701, what's going on with you, bro? All
right, bud. I hope everything's going well for you.
Oh, my God. G, give me the three questions. Hurry up.
Hey, bud, I want to ask you a quick question, man.
Hey, that's my man, D, you motherfuckers. Come on, D, what's happening?
Hey, bud, I want to ask you a quick question. You said you got a... I didn't say my shit fucking with you, man. Shit. Crazy.
Come on, D.
All right, listen. You say you got a book. It's called Time Will Tell, right? I just want to know what's the book about, man. Hey, before you answer that question, I just want to say, you know, a long time ago, I bought your book, American Pimp, like the first one, the one with the rose on it. I got that motherfucker out of Amazon. Shit. You know, man, I pick up a lot of shit from you. You feel me?
D. D. Just so you would quit talking shit, you know what I'm going to do, motherfucker? Hit me, D, with your goddamn email so I can send you Time with Tell. And then you call back in and tell me what it's about.
That's my OG.
I'm going to send it to you, D.
I knew you had another question, D. Listen,
wherever you from, D, y'all liars, man. You always good. One question, then I'm gone.
Hey, I just
come
don't
on,
know.
Man,
But you got that motherfucking audio book? You got that motherfucking audio? Because I can fuck with that shit when I be at work. So you got that on audio?
Yes, I do.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to hit you, man. You send me that shit. Hey, listen. You stop drinking, man. I heard you stop drinking, and you don't fuck with your Jose Cuervo.
I drink, but not like I used to. Not on, you know, videos and all that shit. You know, but I still go have me a drink. Now, don't get me wrong. But it's on weekend. Hey, listen. I ain't hardly finna send you the audio.
Hey, I'm
you
about
to
blast
you
some.
You got
bud,
to buy
bud,
the audio parts
bud,
one
listen,
and
bud.
Two.
Bud.
$50.
Oh, not for stuff. I listen. You just you about to bless with those motherfuckers. I'm about to bless you with some Jose Cuervo right now. I'm about to bless you with a bottle of Jose Cuervo, man.
Hey, man. Fuck the Jose Cuervo. Buy that goddamn book, and so I can send you Time Will Tell with it.
Hey, listen. Fuck that Cash App, man. I'm gonna fuck with your PayPal. I'm gonna send you $40 right now, man. $40.
Come on.
Shots, OG.
Come on. That's what's up. That's what's up, man, and I got you.
I'm not
hey, I got you on.
OG.
Hey, I got
not,
you on
not,
all three of those books,
I'm,
part one and two,
I'm not scared to bless my OG. I'm not scared to bless my OG.
All right, man, let me go. All
right, I'm
you know, hey, that's my nigga D. So listen. Well, goddammit, you kind of understand the tool aspect of this. Let's see, where am I when it comes to the weapon? Now, I really think dudes think, you know, they be playing me, some dudes, on those instant messages and shit. Because they be talking about how they going, you know, oh, I'm going to get your course this Friday. You know, you tell them when they get paid. I be telling them, fuck that. I don't, you know, if you get it, you get it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm saying that's why they, you know, I'm so chicken shit. They be saying, but, you know, okay, woo-woo, I want to know about your blah, blah, blah in an email. And I respond. But responding only brings more questions. Is it on MP3s or DVD? But you know, is it this? Is it that? That's why I tell a motherfucker, if you want me to hold your hand, you don't want to go to SWU. Don't hit me again unless you're gonna fucking pay me. Nah, what I'm saying, out of 10, 11, 12 motherfuckers who say they, you know, asking all these goddamn questions because they want to get the course. Not one of them motherfuckers keep their word. But in the meantime, several motherfuckers that ain't asked no goddamn question is buying the shit. So what I'm saying right now, none of you understood. Because that's me. And what I'm saying is, goddamn it, I told that motherfucker, don't be hitting me again. That's using my conversation as a weapon. I know how to talk to people. I know what to say to them, so what I want comes is conveyed. Without no violence, yeah, I might talk some shit, but it ain't no violence, nobody getting hurt, you know, except your feelings. I ain't got no goddamn feelings when it comes to that shit. Say what you want to for me. I ain't gonna be mad at your motherfucking ass. That's why I only answer one question. Then I cut your motherfucking ass off most of the time. I know damn well any motherfucker who wants to enroll in Sidewalk University gonna do it. Then they gonna ask the questions. Cause they're in the class. My shit is damn near self-explanatory. Average. That's my enemy. And I must say, my thoughts are the only worthy opponents that I have. My thoughts. Anything else I'm tearing up, I don't give a fuck what it is. Now, there's my thoughts are sneaky. And they could throw a slick left jab to my motherfucking ass. Because I be sparring with above average every day. Every motherfucking day. And I have an all-out brawl with that motherfucker 4, 5, 6 times a year. Fact is, I be above average ass all the goddamn time. I can win the battles I have with above average because I used to be above average. My name was John Average Motherfucking Dixon. Then I got laced with this abba-dabba. Shit. Well, I was blessed to be able to witness abba-dabba in motion when I was about 8 years old. And I came out of that average shit when I was about 12 or 13. Probably 12. And when I got to be a teenager, shit, I went buck wild searching for the motherfucking truth. And I found it in the pool hall. That's where I met some real pimps. 3 minutes listening to them motherfuckers. I stripped that average away from my motherfucking... That average, because I used to wear a jacket that said John Average Dixon on the back. Took that shit off, and I left it in the pool hall for the average motherfuckers who could wear it. Because I ain't thought of us being average since I graduated high school, where I was an average student. After using that initial abba-dabba that I got after high school, I got it in high school, but I didn't start really using it until after I graduated high school. So, got all that game from Fuller's Pool Hall. And I caught a bitch. And I got to pimping. And I was anything but average. So here my motherfucking black ass the other day. I can't stand average worth a fuck. That's why my graduating class this semester, which is just a few, they all got A's. Because if you get a B, you get a certificate. You ain't getting no goddamn diploma. If you want a diploma, you better get a motherfucking A. And they do. And what I'm saying is, I don't have average graduates. I don't have motherfuckers that you can trip up in something they saying because they telling the truth. And if they lying, they going to get tripped up. You ain't tripping me up because I would give a fuck what you think. Because I'm telling you what I think. Shit. I refuse to fuck with motherfuckers, male or female, who want to be average. It's like a fucking disease. That's why I run with maybe one or two niggas, really one, because the rest of the motherfuckers too close to being average. They're going to remain average the rest of their life. I ain't mad at them. I just ain't fit to fuck with them like that. You see, I don't fuck with people that might have COVID. Why I want to fuck with a motherfucker that's just average? Same thing. I don't want that disease. See, that brings me to my nigga Tay. This nigga, well, I ain't gonna tell his business or nothing, but he came up here, you know, and had a fine-ass motherfucker bitch waiting on him and shit. and you know, things, as far as I can see, look like went as planned. That's a beautiful thing. You know, Paul, you got something else to say. What's up?
Shit, I got back in the queue. You damn shit. I'll come up with something to say, god damn it.
What's that?
Man, look. So, this one chick I was talking to, she was talking all that shit. Then she went off the map for like 2 days and jumped back. And was like, yeah, you so crazy, laughing my ass off and all of that. Them type of chicks, do you jump right back at them, or do you, you know, would you wait 2 to 4 days to hit her back?
What's up with the 2 to 4 days? Well, where do you get that from?
I mean, shit, that's like,
hey, listen,
I feel like...
Listen, seriously, Paul, seriously. What I do is whatever the fuck I think when I think it. If the bitch disappeared for X amount of days after the first, let's say, 7 or 8 hours, and I'm expecting to hear from the bitch and I don't, I mean, I don't forget about the bitch, but I ain't, you know, waiting to hear from the bitch. And then, let's say, 2 days later, I hear from her. Then I'm back where I left off, right at the bitch. Like, that ain't no, you know, I might ask the bitch, you know, what happened to your motherfucking disappearing ass, jive-ass motherfucker? You know, I might say some shit like that. But I'm right back at her where I was when I left off.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
All right, man, that's what's up. So, another point. I would imagine you guys believe in God, but if God lets you guys, you young people, get into your 60s and older, just remember your live-ass friend with the abba-dabba rosebud told you this shit. Look back and try to remember when you was 14 or 15. And when you do, remember the people that you was running with. Even if you do that right now, male or female, or male and female, and once you do that, see if those motherfuckers aren't the most important people in the world of your ass. Now, of course, there's new people that's important. But those people that when you was young that helped frame who you are, even the bullies. I mean, I remember a motherfucker used to bully me. I remember the bitch that got away. Actually, the motherfucker used to bully me, didn't ever really bully me. I just was scared of that motherfucker. But I never punked around him, so he never tried me. But I'm saying, I was absolutely afraid of that motherfucker. And all of those motherfuckers are very important to you. They're important to your life, to your growth, because those were the time you was becoming the real you. And each and every one of those motherfuckers had a little hand in forming who the fuck you ultimately became. And I'm telling you, I hope they don't mind me. I was just mentioning their first names, but Buddy Lane, Sandra, Michelle, Lila, you know, all them little women, none of them I got to hit. None of them that I just mentioned. So it wasn't about that. I'm just saying them was just some of the women in my, you know, younger life. And then the niggas, Michael Burke, oh, I can't mention their last name, Michael, Billy, you know, Bumpus, you know, Lee Ferraro. I'm telling you, I had a lot. Stanley, Rusty, Lewis McCall. I'm saying, God damn, oh, shit. I didn't mean to mention Lewis' last name. But Lewis was in confunction. He gone. But me and that nigga grew up. I used to shovel horse shit with him at his family's stables when we was kids. And then we would go have on some matchboxes because I think we would get $10 or something, $15, whatever. But I got tired of that goddamn shit. I did that shit once or twice. Nah, nigga, I ain't gonna shovel no shit. Lou Brew used to... That nigga used to do that like every weekend, I think. And he had this horse named Fleetfoot. Fleetfoot. Come on, he was old. Fleetfoot. Fleetfoot back. You know how a horse head is, you know, like Fleetfoot head came down. He was just a little bit on the back, and his back kept going down. That motherfucker had a big... You didn't even have to jump up to get on Fleetfoot. His back was so low. No, I'm exaggerating. But see, you understand? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. You can't remember no shit like that with some nigga been your friend 20 years and you 60 years old. Y'all had good times and shit. But you could remember some gut-busting times with them motherfuckers you knew when you was 15. I wouldn't be John Dixon if it wasn't for my motherfucker's lifelong friends. And I mentioned the ones I mentioned, yeah, but I'm saying I didn't mention damn near of them. I'm blessed to have all these motherfuckers still around me. I'm sane and I'm in good health. So we all know who to thank for our good fortune. So you know I always say thank God for mine. I be saying thank God for letting me see today. Now, I ain't talking about y'all got to get saved and, you know, being, I ain't trying to preach to y'all or none of that shit. Because that ain't where I'm coming from. I'm just saying that what comes out my mouth is very important to me. Even when I text. If I text you something, I might put a WYD for what you're doing. But I don't even do that shit. I use commas. I use question marks when I'm answering a question. I mean, I be caring. I just do. And then people text me with just three letters, meaning, what the fuck is this motherfucker talking about? But I actually have learned to read the shit. But I don't do that. I don't do that kind of shit. You know, but I have started using emojis. You know, smiling and all whatever. But what I'm saying is, you know, we getting something that lasts through all kinds of shit. And that's realness. You know, throughout my little history of Sidewalk University, I haven't had no real problems that couldn't be handled with conversation, if that was the case, and more mostly a willingness to not let shit come between motherfuckers. My lifelong friends, we all fell out. I told you I didn't get the fucking out of my goddamn lifelong friend girlfriends. I salute mine, and you go salute yours. Now, I just really be wondering about some shit. Then I'm gonna go because I got some shit to do. I gotta go shopping. I threw all my fucking jeans. This is something else. You know, I be spending money on my clothes. So I was some pair of jeans I got. I said, damn, I ain't seen these in a long time. I put them on. I said, they fit all that shit. But then I got to thinking, I've had those jeans for like 15 years. Not the ones that I had on. All the jeans in my closet. Because I told you, I don't really buy jeans. But when I started, you know, I was a square. I started buying jeans. Then one time I bought like 8 different pair. And them motherfuckers been in my closet and I've been wearing them for, I want to say 20 years. Man, I got all kind of new shit. You know, all kind of shit. But I never thought to buy those jeans till my nigga Tay came over. This nigga had on some jeans. And I say, nigga, them ain't no fucking skinny jeans, are they? And the nigga said, no, nigga. And then, you know, he's styling on this shit. And he said, man, I got these the other day. I think he said Macy's or whatever. And I said to myself, no, this wasn't the other day. This was some couple months ago, really. But I was saying, I need to go buy me some shit. So I don't know, the other day I was cleaning up and I got to thinking, man, all right, goddamn D, raising your hand and shit. What's up?
But before you close the show, I want to ask you just one quick question, man.
What's that?
Hey, long time ago, man, you've not been following for a long time. Long time ago, you say a woman will never bring her guards down. You see me? Figure what I'm saying. Is there a way you can touch on that, man? I never really get what's that mean. And a woman will never bring her guards down. Like, you got to bring her guard down. You what I'm saying?
Yeah, but listen, let me tell you what I'm saying, D. You guys don't know. Think about this. How many times do you think these women give a dude some action and this dude be a straight liar, a straight fraud, still live with his mama, don't even have a car, don't even have a job? I mean, what I'm saying is they be getting their hearts broke or they be getting let down a lot. So what I'm saying, that has them on guard as far as one time it wasn't as many people lying like they do now. But it's like you can't run into a real motherfucker. So they have their guards up. So that means, and I use it as an analogy with boxing, the guards are up. You can't get in. That's why you got to slowly bring her guards down, which is why we use an arsenal. That's what our arsenal is for. To get her, to bring her guards down so that you can actually get to see her. Because she ain't going to let you see her and fuck her head up again with some of your bullshit. So when she see that you different, you know, you got some substance, then guards will start coming down. And that's when you get your action.
That's what's up, man. You elaborate real good, man. I appreciate that, man.
You know it. Hey, you guys. Well, I'm trying to get you to see. It's just like he asked me that. I'm going to answer shit. And you going to understand it. And if you don't, you're going to be able to, you know, tell me what you don't understand. But what I'm saying, man, you're going to understand it. Because I know what's coming out of my mouth. I ain't bullshitting. I ain't trying to think of nothing. I ain't got to call nobody and ask somebody something. Fuck that. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I don't want to be responsible for you motherfuckers getting fucked up in some way. So, I ain't responsible, but you could, if that's the case, listen to some shit I'm saying and go out inexperienced and get fucked up, you know? So my whole thing is, I don't want to be shit. I am. Whatever it is, I think I should be. Now, I do want to make more money, but I don't think, or nor would it ever be a time that money made me. I make money. Money don't make me. So what I'm saying is whether I have what I got now or 34,000 times more than what I got right now, I'ma still be this nigga. See, I'm all nigga now, so yeah, that's because you all old and shit, but if you was younger, man, I would probably just did what I'm doing now. What the fuck I'm on to? Period. They told me I couldn't cut the sunroof in my Rolls Royce. Man, you fucking crazy. Because when I went to Rolls Royce, nah, man, if you want to let the siren in, then you got to motherfucking buy a Corniche. Man, I went to, where did I go to? American Sunroof. Yeah, cut me a motherfucking sunroof. They put that little ass Fleetwood sunroof. I said, nah, man, you got to give me a bigger one than that, but that's the biggest. They had to make me one because, you know, Rolls Royce got a big old ass fucking roof. Especially one of my hands. Man, what I'm saying is shit. Can't tell me what the fuck to do. What they do now, all of that fucking, never mind. I was going to tell you about some colors. But Detroit, all of car makers back in the 60s and the 70s, they used to send people to the hood so that they could see the Cadillacs and look the car, not the lowrider cars, but cause that's too fancy. Well, they would make the Cadillac especially. And the grill, you know, and the wheels, none of that shit used to come on Cadillacs. But shit, them motherfuckers start putting Cadillacs out with the grill, with the wires, with the sunroof, you know, all that because of people in the motherfucking hood, period. Shit. So look, I'm feeling good. I'm telling you guys, I'm feeling good. Sidewalk University is doing good. This week is the actual beginning of the finals for this semester. And I already got a couple of motherfuckers in turn finals in and got over the 90s, 92 and the 93. And I'm thinking about, I have to make my mind up, but I'm thinking about a 95 for one of these guys. But, you know, the 92 and the 93, that's an A. So you get an A, you graduate. They graduated. Shit. I'm proud. I don't know how many more are going to graduate because the final week just started. But if I graduate any, I'm happy. I am. But I'm going to be graduating more because, believe me, there ain't going to be no sales on Sidewalk University no more. Might be some sales on the tools, but there ain't even no sales going on for the tools anymore, except for if you buy them all. You know, then there is a significant fucking deal with that. But other than that, shit, I guess I'm gone. You know what? Let me see what y'all doing over on stream. Hey, you guys, I really kind of liked kicking it with you today for some motherfucking reason. And I'm gone. Thank you, bitch.